Mobile.
Mobile, K4 VWA, Mobile. I am finishing the fabrication for my tower bracket to go to the side of my building. I've already got the base welded up, cut and welded up. So as soon as I get that done, I'm going to be just about ready to put my tower up.
Or is this going up with a gen?
So yeah, I'm putting a pivot on it, and I'm going to put a winch on it, and it's just 50 foot of Ron 25, so I ought to be able to winch it up without much problem.
Yeah, hook the winch cable to how high up? All the way up to 50?
I'm going to go ahead and run it up at about 18 feet, and I'm hoping that's going to do the trick for me.
Antennas on the top of this when you winch it up, and if so, what antennas?
Bushcraft D4 dipole, and it doesn't weigh but about 18 or 20 pounds, and, you know, that and the rotator, so it should be okay. You know, the wind load on it is next to nothing, so anyhow, we should be okay.
Together. That doesn't seem like a lot of weight. Mine is very top heavy, so I had to put like a sliding. I put a cable on it, 45 or 50 feet, and another, and I hooked that cable to like 35 feet, and put a pulley on it, so that I was actually pulling in two places on the tower, rather than just one and have all that dead weight at the top.
Yeah, I did the same thing on other tower. It's got that Mosley on top of it that's a little bit heavy, so anyhow, well, like I said, it's next to no weight up there, so I should be okay.
I worry about it being like top heavy. I don't know if 18 feet is going to be, I guess depending on where you got your winch and stuff, but you might have to move it up a little bit, because getting it started will be the hard part.
There to kind of hold the tower up off the ground by about 6 feet, so it's never going to come down to the ground, you know, totally horizontal.
Well, that sounds like it should work out good for you, and you'll have that. What is that, a rotatable dipole that you're putting back up there?
Roger.
Yeah, that should probably do you well.
Mostly. But if I want to do serious work, I'll come back up to the main shack and work up there.
Did you get your coax deal?
I ran the big stuff on my other tower, but this is just a, you know, shade tree station. So I'm just going to go ahead and run that RG8X. And, you know, it's moderately short distance, and it's not going in the ground, so there's not going to be any stress on it. So I'll just drape it.
Hard line at home. How tall is your tower? 50 feet? I got a piece of hard line at home that might, but how many runs of coax do you need to go up there? Just one, or how many?
It's going to be three.
That would probably work for you for that dipole. The other antennas are what, 2 meter 440s or something?
40 and one NVIS.
I got a piece of hard line at home that might reach to the top of that. Probably would reach to the top and bring it down to wherever you want it to go. I have to look and see how long it is.
Well, I'll tell you what, you check it out. And, let me know Thursday night.
It's in good shape. It's got connectors on both ends. It's basically ready to go. It's like, I forget what size. It's not the gigantic hard line. It's probably maybe 3/4 of an inch in diameter, but it's good hard line.
Well, for what I'm doing, that's way overkill.
I've been sitting in my shed for like three or four or five years, I bought it at a ham fest. Been trying to figure out something to do with it. So, there you have it. If you wanted to use it, but if you're not going to use it, I'm not going to give it to you.
I'm just going to go ahead and go with that RG8X.
There's nothing wrong with that. I'm an LMR 400 guy, but it's probably overkill on a lot of stuff that I do too. But that RG8X should work fine for you, I'm sure.
Yeah, like I said, for what I'm doing, it should be fine. And I've got to turn some, I'm going to run it down inside a wall and let it come out of the wall and go over to the radio. So I'm going to need to be able to have a little flexibility. And that hard line is not exactly flexible.
No, you don't want to use that hard line for that. All right, I'm pulling in the driveway, Steve. I got to let you go here. I got to unload some groceries, and I'm going to clean my smoker and my deep fryer and all my outdoor cooking machines. Put some new oil in and all that good stuff.
Well, just as a warning now, W4NGU went to that barbecue class down in Georgia this past weekend, so just be aware. It's going to be a barbecue and fuel. Oh, by the way, when you come down Thursday night, be sure to bring me that spare 100-pound sack of 100s with you. Wait, everybody keeps telling me you've got a spare 100-pound sack of 100s playing around. Bring those down for me. I'll take those.
Yes, Steve. Yeah, I talked to Phil the whole time he was at the class by text message, actually, and we're going to be seeing each other on Saturday, and I'm going to bring him over to the house one day and teach him some stuff and give him some recipes and see if we can get him on his way smoking some good food.
There you go. All right, well, listen, you take it easy. Get in there and get her done, son. I'll speak to you again soon. KN4, VWI, but clear up you, fine.
Yeah, I'll see you Thursday. ND7J, clear.